My name is Marcelo Hernandez Castillo, and this is Field Guide Ending in a Deportation. I confess to you my inadequacies. I want to tell you things I do not know about myself. I've made promises to people whom I will never see again. I've cried in an airport bathroom stall in El Paso, Texas, when immigration denied my father's application. It felt like a mathematical equation. Everything on one side needed to equal everything on the other. It almost made sense to be that sad. I am not compelled to complicate this metaphor. I'm selling this for $2. Years ago, on my birthday, I came out to my friends. I thought about the possibility of painting their portraits. What a stupid idea. I've started to cover up certain words with Barbie stickers in my journal. It occurs to me, sitting in my car at a Dollar General parking lot, in search of cheap balloons for a party which I do not care about, that I am allowed my own joy. I pick the brightest balloons, pay, drive home, and dress for the party. I mouth the words, "Happy birthday to you," in a dark room lit by everyone's phone cameras. Afterwards, I enter all of my emails from 5 years into a cloud engine, and the most used word is okay. I confess that I have had a good life. I spend many nights obsessing over the placement of my furniture. I give you my boredom. I give you my obligation. I give you the night I danced and danced and danced at a child's birthday party, drunk and by myself. I've been someone else's shame. It's true. At its core, Amma was deported because she was hit by a car. For years to come, this will be the ending of a sad joke she likes to tell. I laugh each time she tells the joke to strangers. Something about how there is more metal than bone in her arm. Something about a magnet. She says, "I thought I had died, and death meant repeating a name forever." She says, "El jardín encierra la boca de mis pasos." But this is a bad translation. It's more like, I felt like a star. I felt like somebody famous.